coveting what they have and wishing it was you and wishing you had this, then you'll lose the race. When Jesus came from the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he come to his disciples and he says, it's time for me to ask you a question. Who do you say that I am? Or who do men say that I am? That was the first question. Whom do men say that I am? And the comparison started. Well, some say. I could go over to you and say, what do you think about that Johnson guy sitting there behind you? Come on, you can tell me. I won't tell anybody. Well, some say, I heard. He used to. But what is he now? What is he now? What is he presently? Some say that he's Jeremiah, Elias, John the Baptist, or some other prophet. He's just one of the grateful dead. Yeah, some of y'all know there's a group called that. Yeah, but I did more research on it. I found out why they're called the grateful dead. Now, I give you an assignment. You go home and find out why they're called the Grateful Dead. I don't know a song they sung. I don't know anything about it. I just know there was a group. Some of y'all know every album they put out, I'm sure. But let's find out. But just one of these Grateful Dead, just one of these prophets of old, and he's like them. That was an unhealthy comparison. Jesus looked at his group that he had poured himself into, he said, whom say ye that I am? Who will you compare me to? And Peter spoke up and said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. It's not who I can compare you to, it's who you are. Are you catching that tonight? It's not about, I can't compare you to anybody. And I can't compare you to anybody. It's who you are. This is who you are. He said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Wow. Unhealthy comparisons is when we compare somebody else to somebody else. And he's just a good prophet. No. This is who you are. And because he didn't compare him to anybody, and he said, this is who you are, guess what? If you understand who I am, we can communicate. We can talk. I can trust you. You're not comparing me to somebody else. We're on the same page. So he said, unto you, I give the keys to my heart. If you want to give somebody the keys to your heart, you got to know who they are. If you're going to open up to anybody, you better know who they are. He said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, be loosed in heaven. Whosoever sins you remit, they shall be remitted. Whosoever you keep, they'll be kept. Because you know who I am. A healthy comparison is when you call somebody what they are now. Not what they used to be, could be. Why don't you do this? It's who you are now and what you mean to me now. That he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You need to understand this. And Peter said, you are the Son of God. They are the same. The Son of Man is the Son of God. They're one and the same. That's who I am. And when you try to make yourself be something that you're not and can't be, so many times people try to make themselves, somebody else, believe they're something they're not. I'm thankful for the day that we read in the Bible that Peter said in Acts, Luke recorded it, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. This is. He didn't say, this is kind of like that. This is compared. No, this is that. Are you with me? But anytime you try to make this that, and it's not that, it never works. Anytime you try to turn someone into something they can't be, it never works. This has got to be this. And anytime you try to turn this into that, you put this in captivity. Because it knows it can never be that. And it damages people because you're wanting them to be this, but that, but they're this. Am I helping anybody? And so when you make your comparisons, don't try to make them that because they're this. But the day may come where this is that. But if you try to make an unhealthy comparison before it's time. See, no writer before could say, this is that that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. He couldn't say it till this was that. So if you give people time that what you want them to be, they're here now. But give them time and this can become that. My healthy and unhealthy comparisons. They accuse Jesus of casting out devils. They come tonight. I'm about done. They accuse Jesus of making some unhealthy or making a comparison. The first thing Jesus did, he cast them demons out. He cast them out. We try to counsel them out. He cast them out. Come out of there, you joker, you. And our forefathers didn't put up with it either. I'm telling you, our forefathers had no counseling sessions. They had them casting out sessions. Yeah. Somebody get the wastebasket. You remember that, brother? Because there's something fixed to come up. Anybody remember those days? Yeah. Now we're going to counsel them out till it comes up. And so Jesus went around immediately rebuking the devil, casting out devils. Come out of there, you devil. I mean, the devils were trembling. They would see him coming. They'd say, leave us alone. It's not time. It's not time. And so Jesus was casting out these devils, and they didn't understand him. And they said, he cast out devils by the chiefest of devils called Beelzebub. Beelzebub was the chief devil. And he said, he has power with Beelzebub. That's how come he can cast them devils out. Jesus looked at them, said, say what? If I cast out a devil, I can't be the devil. I can't cast out what I am. It's like, pardon me for saying it, but you can't sleep with the devil and cast him out too. You can't be fellows with him and cast him out too. And so he's casting out devils. And they said, oh, he's doing that by this great big devil called Beelzebub. He said, let me tell you something. A house divided against itself, it will not stand. But is brought to desolation, it will collapse. That's a healthy comparison to know. That a house divided against itself cannot stand. You cannot serve God and mammon too. Bitter and sweet water cannot come out of the same fountain. If any man say he be religious and can't bridle his tongue, he said his religion is vain. Can't be both. Can't be both. Everybody say, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. If we're not careful, we divide things up. And in doing so, we hurt ourselves and others. But when it comes to our God, I'll close with this. Whoo, I like this. Isaiah 40:18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? I can compare you to some folks I know and you to some folks I know. And I remember somebody just about like you, you know, and I know you. But when you come to God and you know the real God, who are you going to compare him to? Who is it that's any compare? Is there anybody like unto me? Watch what he says. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and cast a silver chain. He's trying to find me. He's trying to compare me to some graven image that's full of gold and silver and riches and say, it's like God. Oh, no. No, no. He can't be like my God. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. And to whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Would you stand? There's nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Who can you say could get me out of this trouble? Nobody but God. God knows how to put you in a place and in a position where you can't compare this to nothing. And it's only going to be God if I get out of this. God's going to get the glory. Not going to be because I read a book or went to a seminar. I got 5 steps to repair this. It's going to be because God does it. Who can you compare our God to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. As they sing this song tonight, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord.